Stop 3, curator Honor Bedard talks about the Pure Milk Counterpan.
My name is Honor Bedard, and I am one of the curators of the Milk Exhibition. This display case contains a milk counterpan from the late 19th century. This is a thick white ceramic container shaped like a bucket with straight sides and a top wider than the base. It's about 30 centimetres high, which sounds quite small, but when I first saw it on display in the Museum of English Rural Life in Reading, I was surprised at how large and heavy it feels. The top of the container is covered by a slightly domed, hinged brass lid. Pure Milk is painted on the front in soft brown, large capital letters. The rim is decorated with a delicate pattern of pink flowers and green leaves. The pattern spills down over the small ceramic handles on either side, and more pink flowers form a border around the base. This pan was produced by the Dairy Outfit Company, who specialised in producing hygienic dairy equipment. Even if it doesn't look like it now, in the 19th century, this would have been a piece of technological innovation designed to keep milk safe from contamination. The lid is made of brass, which is an alloy of copper and has antimicrobial properties. It would also have kept the milk clean by preventing flies or dirt from getting in. This pan would have sat on the counter in a dairy shop. When customers came in, the shop assistant would open up the brass lid and fill up their containers, which they brought with them. They may have been encouraged to taste the milk before buying it, to make sure that it was actually as fresh and pure as the seller claimed. This display forms part of the section of the exhibition called The Milk Problem. This term refers to a public health crisis that arose in the 19th century because of rising infant mortality rates that were attributed to contaminated or unclean milk. During this period, there were problems with adulterated foods, especially milk, which was often watered down to make it go further and then mixed with flour or chalk to thicken it. Milk can be contaminated in many ways: dirt from the cowshed, bacteria from a diseased cow, or a container that wasn't cleaned properly. The nutrients in milk mean that bacteria can breed extremely easily in it, and it goes off very quickly if it's not kept cold. In our research, we looked at 19th century milk distribution diagrams that showed how one little bit of contaminated milk could enter the system where it gets mixed with milk from other farms, which it would then also contaminate, and cause illness in a large amount of people. This problem increased with industrialisation as demand for milk grew in large cities. At this point, there were very few regulations around the production and selling of milk. How consumers knew that the milk was safe was very much based on their trust in the seller and knowing where their milk had come from, which was usually a local dairy or cowkeeper. Although the seller would have been keen to show customers that they were at the forefront of innovation happening at this time around hygienic dairy production, the container is decorated with images from nature. I think this says a lot about our tendency in the UK to idealise the countryside and to see it as a place of simplicity and wholesomeness. In this object, that association is used to reinforce the idea that the milk is clean or pure.